'Twas the time before Christmas, and all through the sphere, not a creature was stirring, or so it appeared. Inside the yellow submarine of love, the occupants you most likely heard of. Torgo the half-goat was painting his knees. Cherokee Jack just did what he pleased. Again, all was quiet. Until Radio's Frank sneezed. Now that you're here, let's dash through the snow with another epic Mystery Science Radio.
Nobody can do it like McDonald's can. That's a strong statement, but one that's believable. And the best evidence of that is your dedication to QSC&V. Quality, service, cleanliness, and value. Things that have kept people coming back to America's favorite restaurant for almost 25 years. And no one appreciates you more than Ray Kroc, founder and senior chairman of the board of McDonald's. Here he is with a special message just for you.
As you probably know by now, we've got a new theme. Nobody can do it like McDonald's can. Now, we all know that, but we want to let the customers know it too. A friendly smile from you goes a long way. Without you as the liaison between McDonald's Corporation and the customer, we're dead. You're one of the most important people in the whole corporation, and nobody appreciates that fact more than I do. God bless.
Nobody can do it like McDonald's can. Nobody's cooking better all across the land. Pure, fresh, crisp, hot, that's what we demand. You're the reason we do it. Nobody can do it like McDonald's can. Nobody else makes it shine the way we do.
This new song not only reflects everything that McDonald's stands for, but in the coming months, you're going to hear how it reflects the entire spectrum of musical tastes. Like McDonald's, there's a little something for everyone. For instance, if you like disco... That made your feet start to dance, then keep them loose, because here's our new campaign rhythm and blues version. Let's not forget the children who make up such a large part of McDonald's family. With this version, all the McDonald Land characters join
in. For some reason, I got the munchies. I'm feeling a little famished.
Well, what do you want to eat, Torgo?
I kind of want to eat a salad.
You want to eat a salad, don't you? I don't know about you, but I would just love a fillet of fish. I am just dying for a fillet of fish.
I wanted one of those Southwest salads.
Southwest?
With a little bit of a Southwest dressing.
What's in the Southwest, Torgo?
I do believe that there's some corn, some black beans, and some spring salad mix, and a wedge of lime.
No, I mean, like, what is in the direction Southwest?
Do I look like a geographer?
No, you look more like a cartographer.
Yes.
You actually look more like a pornographer, but...
Don't knock the knees until you rock them.
In the not-too-distant future, next Sunday AD, there was a guy named Joe, not too different than you or me. He worked in a satellite loading bay, just polishing switches to pay his way. He did his job well with a cheerful face, but his bosses didn't like him, so they shot him into space. In a not too distant future, next Sunday AD, there was a guy named Joe, not too different from you or me. He worked at Gizmonic Institute, just another face in a red jumpsuit. He did a good job cleaning up the place, but his bosses didn't like him, so they shot him into space. Shot him into space. In the not too distant future, way down in deep.
Well, hello, my friends, and welcome to yet another edition of Mystery Science Radio.
Hi.
Well, hello, Radios Frank.
Hi.
I think you've got a winter cold, a holiday cold going on there.
Yeah, I think so. It happens about this time of year.
Well, Frank, I have just the remedy for you. I've got a little bit of whiskey here. And I've warmed it up. I've squeezed some fresh squeezed Mediterranean lemons into the whiskey. And this will cure anything.
Anything?
Well, just about anything.
Will it cure Torgo's knees?
No, nothing can cure Torgo's knees.
Okay, I'll give this a shot, literally. All right. I'm back. Here we go.
I, of course, will be drinking my...
Oh, my God.
Are you okay, Frank?
I don't know. Whiskey?
Well, I'll be drinking my famous Perkins Holiday Eggnog. And later on in the program, we're going to be hearing from the Yellow Submarine Handbell Choir. And I will be reciting that wonderful, venerable, classic work of literature... A Child's Christmas in Wales.
Oh, good. I haven't heard that one before.
Well, you missed out on English class or something. Or was it French?
It was definitely a language.
Yes, it was. And what language?
Yes. But, okay.
This program is rated PG-13 for some language, which may be offensive.
and how.
Okay, I think we'd better get along. In the holiday spirit, we're going to be playing some wonderful music for you. But first, we have a little bit of Ghosts of Radio's Past. Yes, indeed.
Wake up, Pat. Wake up. You're snoring like a sawmill.
Oh, my lady.
What time was that, Pat?
Well, the bird just cuckooed four times, and the hands on the big clock said 8:25, so it must be 6:15 be the right time.
Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas!
By golly, that's right. Merry Christmas, Mary Ann.
The same to you, Pat.
Come on now, children, and we'll all go in the room and see the Christmas tree. Look, there it is.
Oh, Christmas tree!
Mary Ann, there's one thing I like about a Christmas tree.
And what's that, Pat?
And the color of it. Here, Maggie, here's a dolly for you. And here's yours, Patsy. And here's something for you, Danny. And here's yours, Mickey. Now all take your presents and enjoy yourselves.
What's that thing Danny's playing on?
It's a Jew's harp.
A Jew's harp? Take it away from him.
Ah, here's the drum Patsy's playing on.
Ah, he have the makings of a great musician, have Patsy. Oh, my, see the face Mickey makes playing the piccolo.
He's trying to pick a low note on it.
Oh, he plays very well for having such a cold.
Here, Danny, give your father the fiddle and he'll play a tune for you.
Yes, play a jig, Pat, and we'll all have a bit of a dance.
I will. Now.
Oh, my, that's wonderful. You take me back 30 years. Oh, Pat, that was great. You done find me, bucko.
Oh, here's your Uncle Mike with his new automobile. Who wants to go with him?
I do. Let me go.
All right. Go ahead, then. Ah, there they go.
Yes, they're happy today, Pat.
Mary Ann, if I were a millionaire, I'd give them everything in the world they wanted.
I'd give $1,000.
You'd give $1,000, Mary Ann, for what?
To be a millionaire.
Mama, mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? The vato with a bony knees, he's coming down the street with no shoes on his feet, and he's going to... No, that ain't it. Mama, mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? The guy with the hair on his jaws, he...
Hey, man, come over here, man. I need some help, man.
Yeah, man, I can dig that. What are you doing, man?
I'm trying to write a song about Santa Claus, man, but it's not coming
about
out.
About who, man?
About Santa Claus, man. You know, Santa Claus,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah, man. I played with those dudes, man.
What?
Yeah, last year at the Fillmore, man. Me and
you
the bass player sat in, man.
Oh, hey, session, man, you think man. Santa Claus is a groove, huh? No, it's not a groove, man.
Would they break up, man?
Oh, no, man, it's one guy, man. You know, he had a red suit on, man, with black patent leather shoes. You know the guy, man?
Oh, yeah. He's with Motown, ain't he?
No, man.
Yeah, I played with that dude, too, man.
No,
yeah, he's a good singer, man.
No, hold on, man. He's not with Motown, man.
Well, then he's with Buddha, man.
No. Oh, man, you don't know who Santa Claus is, man.
Yeah, well, I'm not from here, man. Like, I'm from Pittsburgh, man. I don't know too many local dudes.
Oh, I see. Well, hey, man, sit back and relax, and I'll tell you the story about Santa Claus, man. Listen, once upon a time, about 5 years ago, there was this groovy dude, and his name was Santa Claus, you know? And he used to live over in the projects with his old lady. And they had a pretty good thing together because his old lady was really fine. And she could cook and all that stuff like that. You know, like she made the best brownies in town, man. Oh, I could remember them now, man. I could eat one of them, man. Wow.
Wow, did you know these people, man?
Oh, yeah, man. They used to live next door to me, you know, until they got kicked out, man.
What, they got kicked out of the projects, man?
Yeah, you know what happened, man? They used to live with all these midgets, you know? And the midgets used to make a lot of noise, you know, like pounding and hammering and pounding all night, man.
Well, typical freaks.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, man, they were really freaks, man. As a matter of fact, they all moved up north together, you know?
Oh, they have to go get their head together, man.
Yeah, get their head together, man. And they started a commune, you know? It was called the Santa Claus and His Old Lady Commune. It was a real famous one up there, man. And they used to sit around and groove all the time, you know?
Oh, yeah?
Really good time, man.
Yeah, that sounds
eat
heavy.
Yeah, eat the brownies, man. They drink the tea, man. And what they did most of the time, though, was make a lot of goodies, you know? And they had everything they needed. They only needed to come into town maybe once a year or something like that.
Pick up the welfare check and the food stamp.
Yeah. No, what they did, man, is once a year, when they made all the goodies, you know, they used to put them in a big shopping bag, and then they used to take the shopping bag and deliver them to all the boys and girls all the way around the world,
hey,
man.
Well, that's it, man. Yeah, that sounds real nice.
Oh, yeah, they were really nice people, man. And so much class, man. They had so much class, you know. Like even take the way they used to deliver the toys, you know. It's like Santa Claus used to have this really sharp short, man, you know. It was lowered to the ground at twice pipes, candy apple red, and button tuck. Ooh, clean.
Man, that sounds like a hip snowmobile, man.
No, it wasn't a snowmobile. It was a sled, you know. One of those big sleds, you know. And he used to have it pulled by some reindeers, you know, like reindeers.
Some what, man?
Some reindeers, you know. He used to hook them onto the sled, and then he used to stand up inside the sled and hold onto the reins, and then call out their names, like, on Donner, on Blissen, on Chewy, on Tavo, come on, Beto. And then the reindeers used to take off into the sky and fly across the sky, man.
Man, that's far out, man.
Yeah, and then when they fly across the sky, they used to come down to places like, oh, Chicago, L.A., Nueva York, and Pacoima, and all those places, you know, and then land on top of people's roofs, and then old Santa Claus would make himself real small, you know, like a real small guy, and he'd come down the chimney, and then he would give you all the stuff that he made, man, and dig this, man, he did it all in one night, man.
Hey, just a minute, man. Now, how'd he do that, man?
Oh, well, man, he took the freeway. How else, man?
No, man. How did he do all that other stuff, man? Like, how'd he make himself small, man? And how'd he get the reindeer off the ground, man?
Oh, well, man, he had some magic dust, man.
Some magic dust?
Yeah, magic dust. You know, he used to give a little bit to the reindeer, a little bit to Santa Claus, a little bit more for Santa Claus, a little bit more.
And this would get the reindeer off, man?
Oh, got 'em off, man. Are you kidding, man? They flew all the way around the world, man.
Hey, that's far out, man. Hey, how come I've never met this dude, man?
Oh, man, he doesn't do that bit anymore, man. It got too dangerous, man.
Yeah, I can dig that, man, because that's a dangerous bit, man.
Yeah, let me tell you, it sure was, man. Like, just 2 years ago, man, he got stopped at the border, you know, and they took him into another room and took off his clothes, man, and searched him and searched his bag of goodies, man. And then when he was leaving, man, he was flying through the air, somebody took a shot at his reindeer, you know?
Oh, that's a drag,
yeah,
man.
It really was, man. And then, man, he went down south, man, and they tried to cut off his hair and his beard, man. And all the time he was getting stopped and pulled over and asked for his ID, man. Just everywhere he went, he ran into too much recession, man.
No, man, you mean he ran into too much repression, man.
Repression, recession, man. It's all the same thing, man.
Yeah, man. It's a drag, man, because we could sure use a dude like that right now.
You know, oh, well, he still comes around, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but he comes in disguises now.
Oh, he went underground.
Yeah, underground, man.
Yeah, I can dig it.
Yeah. Hey, but you want to see his disguise, man? Nobody would ever know it was him, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's got a job in front of the department store, ringing this bell and playing this tambourine next to this black pot, you know?
Oh, I seen the dude.
Yeah,
man.
You know who I'm talking about,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I played with that cat last year, man.
What?
Yeah, we played in front of a store, man. We made a lot of bread.
Oh, hey,
man.
Wait a minute, man. Santa Claus is not a musician, man.
I'm hip, man. That cat didn't know any tunes, man.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, man. No, he's not into that at all, man.
No, I played with this dude.
Are you sure?
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on his birthday. Who saved us all from Satan's hand when we had gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, good tidings of comfort and joy. Ah. This place, he had two stilts for feet and he had whiskers on his face. But then he died upon the cross and left but just a trace. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, good tidings of comfort and joy.
This is Cherokee Jack, and you're listening to the Mystery Science Radio Epic Christmas Extravaganza. Isn't that right, Frank?
That is right, and I think I'm feeling a little better.
Wow, what's happened to your voice?
Epic. That's what's happened. The power of epic shall prevail. No, but
I believe it was a little bit of whiskey and some Mediterranean lemons.
Yes, absolutely. Mediterranean lemons.
You know, it worked a lot better than my grandma's recipe.
Yes, well, that's because that was brandy. She was a fine girl.
She told me it was mead.
She was a good wife. Oh. What a good wife she would be.
You knew her well?
In the biblical sense, yes.
So, what do we have going on here?
We've got some more music for you on Mystery Science Radio.
Hey, wouldn't have it any other way.
Means a sack full of joys for millions of girls and for millions of boys.
When Christmas Day is here, the most wonderful day of the year.
A jack-in-the-box waits for children to shout.
Wake up! Don't you know it's time to come out?
When Christmas Day is here, the most wonderful day of the year. Toys
a scooter for Jimmy,
a dolly for Sue,
the kind that will even say,
how do you do?
When Christmas Day is here, the most wonderful day of the year.
Oh.
Christmas Day is here. The most wonderful, 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 wonderful day of the year.
Ah, those wonderful holiday memories here on Mystery Science Radio. We're going to have some special things coming up for you now in the program, starting off with Torgo and Radio's Frank, who are going to sing a duet just for you.
We're a couple of misfits, we're a couple of misfits. What's the matter with misfits? That's where we fit in. We're not Daffy and Gilly, don't go round willy-nilly. Seems to us kind of silly that we don't fit in. We may be different from the rest. Who decides the test of what is really best? We're a couple of misfits, we're a couple of misfits. What's the matter with misfits? That's where we fit in.
Why am I such a misfit? I am not just a nitwit. I'm a dear of a reindeer. Why don't I fit in?
Why am I such a misfit? I am not just a nitwit. They can't fire me, I quit. Seems I don't fit in. We may be different from the rest. Who decides the test of what is really best? We're a couple of misfits. We're a couple of misfits. What's the matter with misfits? That's where we fit in.
Okay, quiet in the studio, everybody.
Okay.
That means you too, Torgo.
Why do I have to keep quiet?
Because we have our very, very special guests with us. They've all managed to dock at the submarine,
mm-hmm.
and we've led them through our corridors, and they are here, right here in our very own Mystery Science Radio studio. It's the Yellow Submarine Handbell Choir.
I think you've had too many eggnog.
I haven't even started drinking eggnog yet.
You gotta stop nogging your eggs, man. Seriously. I mean, first off, I think it's the fresh air that got you the fresh sea air, because we opened up the doors, you know, the hatches, and to let the choir in.
I took a good hit on that.
Yeah, it's called fresh air. It's been a while.
It has been. Where are we exactly in the world? What are our coordinates?
Well, we've been trying to look for the Santa Claus. I do believe we're somewhere in the southern hemisphere and the South Pole, right?
Don't talk to me about my South Pole, Torgo.
I wasn't you. What do you think, Frank? Well, hey, you got yourself into that one, dude.
Now listen, everyone behave. It is time for a very, very special performance by the Yellow Submarine Handbell Choir.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Quiet, choir, here we go.
Hear the bells, and somehow Jack smells.
Yeah.
Revised Scholastic Films presents The Truth Behind Christmas at Clear Channel. Yes, it's Christmas time at Clear Channel Broadcasting Incorporated, and it's the happiest time of year, where employees celebrate giving and the spirit of Christmas, while Clear Channel celebrates wonderful year-end return and fat executive bonuses. However, some people crazily believe that large corporations don't care about their employees. With Clear Channel, this couldn't be more untrue. Look here, it seems that Clear Channel has organized a corporate secret Santa program, where each employee gets a gift from a secret corporate philanthropic specialist. Jimmy received a pink slip of paper, no doubt containing an uplifting holiday message from the company. Look at Jimmy jump up and down, screaming at the top of his lungs, probably trying to thank Clear Channel for their holiday generosity. There are always holiday festivities going on at any of the 1.75 billion Clear Channel radio stations at Christmas time. Wow, look at the happy employees cleaning out their offices, probably to make room for the tree and the upcoming Christmas feast that Clear Channel has undoubtedly organized. Does Clear Channel Broadcasting care about the Christmas spirit? You're damn right they do. Look at this formerly high-paid executive. He used to be cooped up in a dingy office every day. But now, thanks to Clear Channel, he's working as a corner Santa Claus. Wait a minute, you're supposed to wave with all of your fingers extended, Santa. And here you see another employee being escorted out of the building by security, probably so he can experience the crisp, cool weather, which will make him even more into the Christmas spirit. Apparently, this employee had asked to have Christmas Day off, so Clear Channel responded by giving him several years of vacation time. What a generous company of friends. And of course, since Clear Channel is a large corporation that makes hundreds of millions of dollars per year, they are incredibly charitable. Here they are hiring a homeless person with no broadcasting experience whatsoever to be one of their highest profile hosts. Some would say they would hire anyone or do anything just to save a buck. But this homeless junkie, soon to be talk show host, doesn't think so. Say hello to the camera, Glenn. And that's the generous truth behind a Clear Channel Christmas.
Terry Toons presents... The real great adventures of me, Tom Terrific, with Mighty Manfred the Wonder Dog. I'm Tom Terrific, greatest hero ever. Terrific is the name for me, 'cause I'm so clever. I can be what I wanna be, and if you'd like to see, follow, come follow me. If you see a plane on high, a diesel train go roaring by, a bumblebee or a tree, it's me. When there is trouble, I'm there on the double, from Atlantic to Pacific. They know I'm terrific.
I'm Mighty Manfred, the Wonder Dog, and I'll never face a
commercial.
Comes this time each year.
Ooh. Well, way up north where the air gets cold, there's a tale about Christmas that you've all been told. And a real famous cat all dressed up in red, and he spends the whole year working out in his sled. It's the little Saint Nick.
Little
bobsled, we call it Old Saint Nick, but she'll walk a
comes this time each year.
Well, my friends, this is the epic extravaganza on Mystery Science Radio, celebrating the holidays, Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa, and
Hullabaloo.
Hullabaloo, not to mention the Hecadine.
That's my quote, sir. That is my phrase.
Well, I want you and Torgo to sit back, relax, and listen, because I'm going to do my annual rendition of a wonderful poem that speaks to me of Christmas. It's called A Child's Christmas in Wales by Thomas Dylan.
Okay.
He went sailing upon a midnight clear, listening to the Raiders and Paul Revere. His raft stacked to the rafters with kegs of beer to ring in the Yuletide cheer. But a wave crashed upon that ship. It swerved and rocked and took a dip, overturning in the ocean swell. Would he survive? Only time would tell.
Tell me.
In his hand, he clutched the last bottle of ale as he bobbed and cried, "Help!" in December's gale.
I'll help you.
And when he was swallowed whole by a whale, he wondered, "Why the frack did I set sail?"
That was great. I think he has more to tell.
No, that's it. Thank you very much. A Child's Christmas. A Child's Christmas in Wales by Thomas Dylan.
Mr. Grinch, you really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus, you're as charming as an eel. Mr. Grinch, you're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch, your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders, you've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled up in tangled up knots. you nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked, jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked hoss, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
I like life, life likes me. Life and I fairly fully agree. I like life, life likes me. Life and I fairly fully agree. Life is fine, life is good, especially mine, which is just as it should be. I like pouring the wine, and why not? Life's a pleasure that I deny not. I like life here and now. Life and I made a mutual vow. Till I die, life and I, we both try to be better somehow. And if life were a woman, she would be my wife. Why? Because I like. Life, life likes me. I made life a perpetual spree. Eating food, drinking wine, thinking who'd let the privilege to deny me. I like living the life of pleasure, pausing only to take my leisure. I like songs, I like dance, I hear music and I'm in a trance. La la la, oh papa, chances are I shall get up and prance. Well, there's music and laughter, happiness is right. Why? Because I like life.
Well, I do like life, radios, Frank. And
I could tell.
We've got something really special coming up now, where I'm going to have the Yellow Submarine Handbell Choir do a special rendition of one of my favorite songs.
What?
Yes, they're going to do a wonderful special song for us yet again.
No, the first time around was fine. No.
Yes, they're going to do. They're going to play one more song during this broadcast.
No,
we brought them all the way here.
I have stock in this submarine, sir. I think you've had one too many nogged eggs. Okay, and my ears were bleeding the first time around. My ears. I need to see a doctor.
Doctor who?
Har 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 har.
And, okay, friends out in Radio Land, without further ado, here's the Yellow Submarine Handbell Choir.
Thank you.
And this is Torgo.
And this is Torgo.
And we want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Indeed.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good knees and seven wives and a walking stick too. Good tidings for Christmas from Torgo's to you. Well, I hope you liked that song, Frank.
No, no, that was worse than the choir, the hand, the no.
No,
come on, get no. back here, Frank.
Forget that.
Frank. Frank, it's Christmas, Frank!
Humbug!
Oh, God. Great. Who's gonna do the...
And how!